This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today, 4th of July, what else would we be listening to but a couple of marches by John Philip Sousa, the March King. We'll be listening to the Liberty Bell March and his biggest hit, Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa is quintessentially American in so many ways. First off, as the son of two immigrants from very different backgrounds. His dad was from Seville in Spain, his mom was from Germany. And John Philip was born in, well, where else? The nation's capital, Washington, D.C. His dad was a trombonist in the U.S. Marine Band, and Sousa joined the band as an apprentice at the age of 13. He eventually led the Marine Band for a number of years, then started his own marching band, which toured the world, giving over 15,000 concerts in 40 years. Interestingly enough, it was more of a concert band than a marching band, really, because they only marched in about 8 or 9 parades over those 40 years. Sousa was also an innovator in the world of musical instruments. He wasn't satisfied with the ways that the low brass projected their sound, making it really hard to hear those low notes. So he had an instrument maker create the sousaphone, which is that big wraparound tuba-like thing. It was originally developed for concert settings, but it's easier to march with than most other large brass instruments, so they've become standard issue in most marching bands. We'll start off with the Liberty Bell March, which was originally going to be used in an operetta that Sousa was developing. But he didn't like the offer that the guy who commissioned the work gave him, so he ended up abandoning the project. He still had this march floating around, and his band manager suggested the very patriotic name, the Liberty Bell March. It's gone on to become one of Sousa's biggest hits. Like a lot of people, the first time I heard this one was not in a military or a patriotic setting, but as the theme song for Monty Python's Flying Circus. It was picked up for some very Python-esque reasons. First of all, because it was free, they didn't have to pay any royalties, and also because they figured there'd be no connection whatsoever between the theme music and any of the content that came afterwards. It was played extensively by the British Army's Foot Guards as well. They're the troops that guard the Queen and the palaces, but after Monty Python used it, they moved on to other music. In the United States, it's been played by the U.S. Marine Band for 5 out of the past 7 presidential inaugurations, and it's a perennial 4th of July favorite. So here's the President's Own U.S. Marine Band with Sousa's Liberty Bell March. Thank you. whenever I listen to that, I always halfway expect some giant foot to come down and that farting noise to start like in the Monty Python theme sequence. But it's also a really fun march in addition to being the very funny start of that great show. Next up is the Stars and Stripes Forever, the official national march of the United States. This is by far Sousa's greatest hit, one of the most popular and recognizable marches ever written, and pretty much ubiquitous in any 4th of July or patriotic celebration. The middle trio with the piccolo flying high above the rest is really the heart of the piece, and it's iconic in its own right. Sousa said that this piece was divinely inspired, coming to him on Christmas Day while he was sailing back home to America. In his words, quote, "On board the steamer, as I walked miles up and down the deck, back and forth, a mental band was playing Stars and Stripes Forever. Day after day, as I walked, it persisted in crashing into my very soul." Well, here's the U.S. Army Band to crash into your soul with Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. Even if you've never played a musical instrument, that's one of those pieces that makes you really want to pick up the piccolo and start marching along. Thanks to the U.S. Army Band and the U.S. Marine Band for putting those recordings up on the web. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be listening to Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy. I'll see you then.